DSU says it's the first HBCU in the country to acquire another institution of higher education. The deal announced last year became official Thursday, funded with help from millions in donations from private organizations as well as infusions from the federal government. The deal will cost DSU about $15 million over the next 3 years. DSU President Dr. Tony Allen says enrollment at Dell State is up 40% over the past 10 years, and the acquisition will fulfill space needs as it works to become a 10,000-student university.
So we really were busting at the seams. So when you think about residence halls and the like, research space, educational facilities, we think that they actually accommodate our needs to grow into who we are going to become.
DSU acquires 14 new programs in the deal, as well as 21 buildings on Wesley's 50-acre downtown Dover campus, which will undergo renovation over the next few years. Allen says about 60% of Wesley's faculty were offered jobs at DSU and most accepted. About 77% of Wesley's student body will continue their education at DSU. Wesley was a private college, but was kept afloat in recent years with millions in public funds. The newly branded DSU downtown campus will open in the fall. Nick Schellino, Delaware Public Media.